Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
As I was preparing for this, as Brother Joel was my communicator, since I have been laid up for several months with, I started in January with two brand new knees, and I made it to July, and then I got a third, lost my one of my new knees to bacteria, and just got a brand new knee three and a half weeks ago. Yeah, you know, it's been a long journey this year, but you know, as Joel and I were talking, and the Lord laid it on my heart immediately, what I wanted to talk about today was thankfulness in this moment. In this moment, you know, when we think about in today's tradition, you know, when we differ in theologies different. In the way we do things, when I was studying to be a minister, when we were taking an ordination class, I found it kind of humorous and ironic of what separated denominations. You know, in the Brethren tradition, we had separation about whether we baptized three times forward or three times backwards, whether we put one foot in the pan to wash one foot at one time or we wash 2 feet. So, you know, when we think about why do we do the things we do? You know, I've been blessed to be a part of this community Thanksgiving service now, other than the couple times that we've had to cancel because of snow. I'm in my 16th year at Bethel. So I've been to a whole lot of these. And it sure is a blessing to have St. Jacob's to be able to become a part of our tradition. And, you know, when I was thinking about this and what God was laying on my heart of how should we be thankful in this moment? Brothers and sisters, picture in your mind that the setting that we are in today is the setting that we're going to be in eternity. There's not going to be any Lutheran. There's not going to be any Brethren or Methodists or Church of Christ and Christian Church. I think that covers all of us, isn't it? You know, there's not going to be any denominational differences. We're going to all sit at the feet of the same Lord. We all worship and love Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And, you know, that same God. So, you know, when we think about this moment that we have right now, how special it is. You know, every year that we can, as a community, that we can put aside our differences, you know, whether we start at the back of the church, the front of the church, or how we do these things, and we can truly come and be thankful people. That we can be thankful people. And that's why I chose the scriptures that 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, this is one of those circumstances, brothers and sisters, that we should be truly thankful that we have this opportunity. You know, Joel and I, we're learning a lot today. We kind of fish out of water when it comes to the way you all do things versus the way we do. I was a Methodist for 20 years, so I fully understand where Joel comes from, because I know that side real well. But I'm like that fish out of water now with you all's tradition. I'm having to learn and get my feet wet for the first time. And not really the first time, but kind of a difference. But when we think about what Thessalonians is telling us, to give thanks in all circumstances. You know, I preached a little bit on this same scripture this morning. I was talking about stewardship and gratitude. How do we live out our thankfulness? You know, and in 1 Thessalonians, we're reminded to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And from Hebrews chapter 10:25, it says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. You know, I was thinking to myself this morning as I was preparing to go to church, wouldn't it be wonderful today during our community Thanksgiving service if the good Lord came and took us all to be with Him? What a wondrous thing, wouldn't it? We could all be gathered up and taken to be with the Lord, and this old world, the old devil can have it, because we're going to have something much better, brothers and sisters. We're going to have something much better. And when we think about this moment of how we should be thankful, when we consider, You know, let's go back to the beginning, the Pilgrims, you know, as they had that first Thanksgiving. And I know that the Native Americans and them didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but they were willing to put aside differences for a common goal of recognizing that God had been good to them. And, you know, for each one of us sitting here today or standing, God has truly been good to us every day, all the time. And how grateful we should be in that, in this very moment, because of that. I had the unique experience, and I was telling Joel this, and Joel said I should share this with you all today. On January the 8th, I had bilateral knee replacement, and when I closed my eyes for surgery, I met Jesus Christ. And Jesus held my hands, and we walked for 2.5 hours. I never got to see His face. He would never let me see His face. I saw His beautiful robe, His long flowing hair, and we walked along the pathway, the road of life. He showed me miles and miles of brokenness to represent the position that our world is in and how desperately we need people to stand up for Jesus, to help other people so they can find a relationship. And when we walked for 2.5 hours, I looked back one time and could see for miles of nothing but this path with brokenness. You know, it reminds us of the shape that our world is in today and how desperately our churches need to really get after it, because there's work to be done. And I've seen the lights of eternity. The Savior took me to 3 feet from walking into the lights of eternity. And when we got 3 feet from the lights of eternity, when Jesus turned loose of my hands, He had my hands like this in front of me, and He had His hands behind Him and was holding my hands tight. And when He stepped into the lights of eternity, I opened my eyes in recovery after almost 3 hours of surgery. My life has never been the same since. You know, if you've ever wanted that little extra to remind you how precious and how wonderful it is to have a relationship with Jesus, I got to experience it that day. When I woke up, there was 2 solid streams of tears running down my face, and the only words I could get out of my mouth for a half an hour was, "God is so good." Because, you know, once you meet Him face to face, and there's been a lot of people over time that have witnessed that they have seen glimpses and they have witnessed things, and, you know, I never in my life would have dreamed that I would have had that opportunity. But as a minister and a believer in Jesus Christ, it has strengthened my spiritual life is strengthened so much because of what I have endured and what God has led me see. But brothers and sisters, you know, as we read in the Psalms, you know, about, you know, being thankful and giving praise, and 1 Thessalonians and Hebrews 10, you know, these all spell out that we need to be thankful all the time. It doesn't matter whether the moment is right here or out there, or wherever it may be. You know, I just got to drive for the first time last Wednesday after almost four months of not being able to drive. And I'm going to tell you, driving up through Keeseltown for the first time after almost 4 months, it was such a blessing just to be able to be free, to have that freedom once again, because I had to use a walker and sit in a wheelchair for 3 solid months. So, you know, it was wonderful to be free, you know, and so thankful for just the little things, the things that we usually take for granted now, right now at least, mean so much to me because I haven't had them for such a long time. But brothers and sisters, when I was thinking about us today as we gather here, and particularly since we're going to be coming to the Lord's table as a whole group of believers, and the uniqueness of today, our church annual conference this year was in Greensboro, North Carolina, and we had 1,500 people took the communion together, and we actually washed each other's feet as well. We've celebrated the full love feast. And, you know, in my mind, when we began, I asked myself, how in the world are we going to make this work? 1,500 people, how are you going to make that work? But, you know, when God's involved, things just come together, and it was amazing that how people just knew when to follow the next one, and it was no confusion of people running into each other or anything. It just flowed. And I have no doubt that that's exactly what today is going to be, a day of flowing, because we have come here as thankful people. We have come here that we're thankful that we have a God that loves us. He loved us so much that He was willing to go to a cross for us. He was loved us so much that He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And He loved us so much, He says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So, you know, when we think about all of these little things that represents why we should be thankful people. You know, we live in a world that appears to be very unthankful. We live in a world that's so broken. I was reading in the, I don't know how many of you read the Daily Bread, but this morning when it talked about, it gave percentages of people when people actually talk with God, and it was like 6%, 13%, once a week. And I think, well, I can't even get through a day without talking to God probably at least 20 or 30 times. I don't know, once a week. But you know, brothers and sisters, when we ask ourselves why we have so much sadness and brokenness and why people are not more thankful, and then we figure out that the reason is because they don't know Jesus. They have never met Him, or they, for some reason, they have left Him and walked away. But when we consider all of this, and that's why I included the scripture from Colossians today, because I really like these scriptures. I like the Colossians 1, 3 through 6, and it says, in our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, you have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel, and that has come to you, just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among you, among yourselves, from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. So, you know, when we read these scriptures and we think about what God really has done for us and is doing for us all the time and how thankful we should be, and, you know, just in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, it says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. I know I've probably avoided the way you normally do things. I'm sorry. You know, I'm used to just going with it. You know, you ask anybody in my congregation, they can tell you that I just go with it. So I'm sorry I've kind of went away from your usual way of doing. But brothers and sisters, you know, I don't want to speak much longer on this, but I want us to truly appreciate what we have here today, what we have the opportunity to be involved in. You know, there are a lot of churches that when you start asking them, well, let's get together and let's do this. Well, the first thing they say, well, you know, we don't believe like you do. We don't worship like you do. We do things different than you do. But, you know, praise God for our community Thanksgiving service. How many years? Does anybody know exactly how many years it's been now?
35, I think.
35 years? So for 35 years, you know, our community has been gathering together and put, you know, for one day, not worrying about denominational differences, but just coming together to be thankful people and to thank God for the opportunity to have neighbors. You know, neighbors is a funny thing when you think about, well, who is my neighbor? How far do you extend neighborhood? You know, how far does neighborhood actually go? You know, when you read the Bible and it talks about neighbors, well, how far is God saying we have to go to be a neighbor, right? You know, when He starts talking about forgiving 70 times or 490 times, well, you know, that makes it sound like neighborhoods go a long ways. It sounds like God is telling us that we just can't stop. There is no ending. There is no beginning and end to it. It's just a continuous thing. And brothers and sisters, today, let us take, if we don't take anything else from today, let us take that with us. That as we begin a new year in just a month, we'll be starting 2020. It's hard to believe that, isn't it? You know, it seems like just yesterday, when 2000 rolled over in my oldest computer and my wife and I watched to see if it was going to conk out, and it just kept on trucking. It never stopped. I never missed a beat. It just kept on trucking. You know, the electronic technology people had us all scared to death that our computers were going to all quit working and the world was going to have to come to a standstill, because computers, without computers, we are frozen in our tracks. Because probably at least maybe 98 or 99% or 100% of every automobile sitting out here in this parking lot depends on a computer to start it, to make the transmission work, to make everything want it work. So, you know, when we think about when technology says that things may cease to happen, we get a little bit scared because we think, oh my. But brothers and sisters, as we stand here today, as brothers and sisters and neighbors, regardless, it doesn't matter what denomination, and we think about when we get to heaven that we're going to have a big gathering, much bigger than this, we hope. We hope millions and millions and millions and millions of people. You know, I stand amazed. I made a decision a year and a half ago that I was going to read the Bible backwards. I've read the Bible forward. I've read the New Testament all the way through multiple times, but I have never read the Bible backwards. I encourage you and I challenge you that if you ever want to pick up details in God's Word that you never got before, read the Bible backwards. I have read, I'm in Deuteronomy now. I've read all the way from Revelation 22 backwards all the way to Deuteronomy, and I've been at it about a year and a half now, every day. I don't challenge myself to read a whole bunch of chapters at one time, just I want to get the details. And it has been absolutely amazing. The little things that you missed the first time. You know, think about it, rubbing an animal's fur. When you rub an animal's fur the right way, your hands glide right across, doesn't it? But if you rub an animal's fur backwards, what does it do? It stands up, doesn't it? And God's Word is kind of like that too. What I've learned in the last year and a half is God's Word will stand right up for you. And there will be details you say, wow, I have read this a half a dozen times. Why didn't I get it the first time? You know, you were going with the flow. Now you're going against the flow. And you're picking up the little details that God says, I've got them hid in there. And you're going to have to really look for them if you're going to find them. And brothers and sisters, you will truly find it. I challenge you to do that. And one thing, in the gathering of us today, and my congregation knows that I like to sing. And I have a little short song. It's one of my favorites. I've learned it over the years. Hopefully my voice, I better get a drink, will hold up. I have allergies. The older I get, and I don't know if it's the sycamore balls or what that's given my allergies quite a fit here lately. But I want to share a song with you, and I want you to listen to the words of this song and think about thankfulness in this moment. Because this little song, it's Pass It On, for all of you that knows Pass It On. But this song, I think, summarizes up what God said, I want you to tell these people today. Because as we gather as a community of believers, and we're preparing to come to the Lord's table to receive His body that was broken for us and His blood that was shed for us, I think that the kind of love that this little song specifies is what we need in this moment. Thankfulness in this very moment. Listen to the words. Don't listen to the singer. Hopefully my voice will stay together today. It usually does pretty good. I've already practiced it a couple times today. So, it only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up to its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread His love to everyone. You want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on Him. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we just thank you, God, for this moment that you have brought us here to this place, to this beautiful church that you have built with your hands through the labor of those who have said, Lord, here I am. Here are my hands, here are my feet, here is my will. Lord, that as we gather here today on this special day of a community Thanksgiving service, that we come in full thankfulness for all that you have given us. We ask you, Lord, to come now and walk with us as we prepare, as my brother is going to come and bring us into this time of reflection before we come to your table. Lord, let us be thankful in this moment, above all other moments, because it could be a moment like this that you could come and you could receive us into your kingdom. And, oh Lord, we are so thankful that we can sit at your feet and witness the great love of the Lord in person that we have witnessed in our whole lives, in our churches, and in our walk with you along life's way. Lord, just bless us. Guide and direct us as only you can as our Lord and Savior. And we ask all of these things in thy precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all.